Welcome to Food and Life Freedom, the podcast that explores the relationship between nutrition, our physical health, and our mental well-being. Today, we are exploring intuitive eating, what it is, how it can support a positive relationship with food and with healthy eating, and my best tips to get started with intuitive eating. I'm Emma Townsend. I'm a registered dietitian and a certified intuitive eating counselor. I support clients to stop stressing over food rules and to naturally eat in a way that supports their body and mind. This podcast is brought to you by Reclaiming Your Food Freedom, a 3-month supported program that brings you all the tools and support you need for a healthy relationship with food and your body. To learn more about how you can reclaim your food freedom, head to foodlifefreedom.com. And because we are all unique, this episode cannot offer personalized advice. Please use this as an opportunity to learn and explore, but if something does not sit with you, then it's not meant for your unique self. And if you have any health concerns, please seek personalized support from a registered healthcare provider. So let's jump straight into this episode on intuitive eating. We are all born intuitive eaters. It is our body's way to guide us to eat, to get nutrition, social connection, satisfaction, and emotional comfort from food. But for many of us, the intense focus in our world on our body, especially our weight and shape, has caused us to place value and worth on what our bodies look like. The food shaming messages then make us believe that we can all have a body that fits a narrow ideal if we just, quote unquote, eat right. So dieting and food rules have then taken over our intuitive eater and caused us to place more trust in food rules than in our own body. And this leads to a disconnect between body and mind. This disconnect and reliance on food rules to know what, when, and how much to eat can lead to stressful experiences around food, such as obsessive food thoughts, binge restrict cycles, and physical discomfort. Intuitive eating is the framework that was developed by two dietitians, Evelyn Tribbley and Elise Rich, in 1995, but it's been updated since then. It is made up of 10 different principles which work together to reduce our reliance on food rules, reduce our guilt and shame over food and our bodies, and develop body connection and trust so we can eat naturally or intuitively without the stress. The 10 principles themselves we will explore in the next episode, as it's helpful to have a more general understanding of intuitive eating first. So let's dive into the basics of intuitive eating. Do you have a friend, family member, or colleague who will just grab food as they need and seem to just eat without overthinking it? Perhaps they just seem so natural around food and don't check calories or talk about quote unquote burning off food with exercise. They are likely eating intuitively. An intuitive eater may notice they are getting hungry, say mid-morning, and grab a snack. They might leave some of their lunch when they get full, and they might have a sweet snack before bed if they fancy it. They would choose the meal they really feel like when out with friends without worrying about the calories or what others think of them, and will eat foods they enjoy as well as make them feel good without second-guessing any of it. But most importantly, they have a connection with their body's cues and a trust in their body to find the weight and shape that best supports them without trying to control it. But for others, eating can feel like a constant mass equation or war with extreme hunger and fullness as we try to use food rules to guide our eating and control our body. So the process of intuitive eating helps us to reclaim our intuitive eater, to connect back with our body, to our innate eating signals, removing judgment around food and developing trust with the body. The most common thing we might think of when we imagine intuitive eating is to eat when hungry and stop when full. And intuitive eating does encourage eating when hungry instead of waiting for a certain time or more extreme hunger. And it does encourage respecting fullness because food will be available again whenever you want more. But there is so much more to a healthy relationship with food than just hunger and fullness. Intuitive eating also acknowledges the important role that eating plays in our emotion, our social connection, our culture, as well as challenging the social constructs that cause us to develop a distrust with our bodies and guilt towards food. A healthy relationship with food is one in which food supports our whole life rather than our life being dictated by our food. And this is what learning intuitive eating will help you achieve. So let's dive more into what guides our eating as an intuitive eater. Eating naturally is a complex interplay of instinct, emotion, and rational thinking. So to start with, at the most basic level, our bodies have innate instinctual drives that guide us to seek enough and satisfying foods, which supports our bodies. But for many, dieting has taught us to fight against our basic biological instincts. Getting enough food is one of the first things you will learn as you move through intuitive eating. If you are biologically hungry, you will be driven towards thinking about food and eating more than feels comfortable. We can't understand if our out of control eating or erratic mood, for example, is simply just hunger, or there are more emotional or deeper triggers to explore if we don't firstly address that we're simply eating enough. Feeding your hunger, though, is not just about hunger you feel, because it can take time to tune in and trust again if you've been ignoring it. But it's about feeding the hunger that your body has, even if you don't feel it. At the start, when you don't know how much food supports your unique body, it can take a little guesswork and curious reflection to learn. And then as humans, we don't just mindlessly eat based on our instincts. So the next drive that guides our eating is an emotional drive. Emotional eating gets a bad rap in our culture, but eating is emotional. It's not a new thing that food influences emotion and emotion influences eating. For example, food plays an important role in our social connection. From an evolutionary perspective, humans were more likely to survive if not everyone had to hunt and forage for their own food. So sharing food supported being able to achieve more together, and eating became important for bonding and connection. Our emotional drive that guides our eating also involves our culture and identity, eating for happiness and celebration, as well as eating for coping with difficult emotion. And then lastly, rational thinking helps drive and guide our eating too. Often a myth of intuitive eating is that we reject all outside information and somewhat blindly follow our instinctual drives. But with intuitive eating, our food knowledge can play an important role in supporting us, but it never comes before our own body connection. For example, an intuitive eater may choose to use olive oil in some dishes instead of butter because for them it will support their heart health. But they have checked in that they still get the satisfaction from the dish this way, and they don't fear having butter at other times if they fancy it. An intuitive eater might choose to add an extra vegetable, for example, to a meal because they have the knowledge that this will support their gut function and they will still enjoy the meal this way. Or using body knowledge, an intuitive eater may choose to eat something even though they are not hungry because they won't be able to eat for the next hour or two and they know they'll probably be over hungry if they leave it. The difference between rational thinking from a place of dieting and an intuitive eater is that our outside knowledge about food never takes over from our own body knowledge. For example, on a diet, you might feel hungry an hour after eating and think, I can't be hungry this quickly. There's no way my body needs food already. It will be way too much. I'll just drink some water and have a coffee and I'll wait until the next mealtime. But as an intuitive eater, you'll think, oh, I'm hungry again. I should grab a snack to keep me going to the next meal. As an intuitive eater, food knowledge can guide you, but it does not take over. As our food knowledge can easily slip to becoming a rule or taking over from our body's communication, incorporating food knowledge is usually left until body connection has been developed. As you move through intuitive eating, you learn to let go of societal food rules and strengthen your mind-body connection to guide your eating first. Your mind-body connection just refers to how aware you or your mind are of the sensations inside your body. So being aware of these sensations and trusting them is what will guide you to get your body's basic food and self-care needs met. When immersed in outside food and body rules, we can lose trust or even awareness of what our own unique bodies need. This can lead to a fight between our body's internal messages and our mind, which is then acting on these outside rules. Many people fear that letting go of rules around food and body will mean you eat only quote unquote unhealthy foods. And when we are used to following food rules, it can be hard to imagine what letting go of food rules is really like. This is because from a diet mindset, this is usually exactly what happens. But intuitive eating involves a change in the thoughts you have around food and body, and therefore your behaviors are different when you eat without rules. Intuitive eating actually has many benefits. Intuitive eaters naturally eat a wider variety of foods, experience less binge eating or emotional eating, and report better body image, improved confidence, and greater overall life satisfaction, which is what eating for our well-being is really about. They also have improved health markers such as lower blood pressure and lower blood fats, improved cholesterol levels, improvements in blood sugar and lower inflammatory markers, and they have a more stable weight. From a mental health perspective, they have less suppression of thoughts, feelings, and needs, improved body appreciation and acceptance, less disordered eating behaviors, and a lower risk of developing an eating disorder, increased emotional coping skills and psychological hardiness, and higher self-regard, well-being, and optimism. So what can eating look like for you as an intuitive eater? If focusing on healthy eating feels stressful, then it's not healthy. So some examples of what eating may be like as an intuitive eater are, you may find you trust your hunger cues and respect your fullness, though you know it's okay to eat outside of hunger as well, because that's really normal too. You may choose a salad because that's what you feel like right now. And at other times you choose a pizza because that's what will hit the spot. There's just no right or wrong. You understand your body and which foods make you feel good. Though even if eating does not feel good in that moment, you don't feel guilt because guilt does not belong in eating. You are more flexible and relaxed around social eating without having this pressure to follow the food rules. And then you have more headspace to enjoy the eating experience. And eating just comes more naturally throughout the day, so you have more focus for other things in life. If this has you wanting to start learning to eat intuitively, I'll finish off by sharing my top 3 tips to get started towards being an intuitive eater and finding food peace. So tip number 1 is to befriend your body. So find some moments in the day to just pause and consider what feelings are inside your body. With curiosity, your body communicates its needs with you through these internal sensations. For example, emotions can show up as tightness, heaviness, and uneasiness in, say, your chest, your gut, or your head. Hunger and fullness sensations are also felt within these same areas of the body. So starting to tune into these sensations with no pressure to change them or act on them can help you reconnect with what your body needs and start to develop trust. Tip number 2 is to eat when you are hungry. So don't wait until you are ravenously hungry, as this is when you are more likely to experience uncomfortable eating or binge eating. Eat at earlier hunger, developing trust with your body that food will be available when it needs it. If you are not feeling hunger throughout the day, start with having a bit of a regular structure around food. So including breakfast, lunch, dinner, and some snacks, while you develop connection with your hunger cues. And tip number 3 is to reconnect to the eating experience. So often we are focused on how much we should be eating or which foods we should be avoiding that we forget to tune in to learn how food actually feels in our own bodies. Connecting with the sensations of the eating experience and using our internal cues to guide us can help to feel more satisfied and less likely to experience out-of-control eating behaviors. And most importantly, get curious. If you have gotten something from this episode, do hit follow to see upcoming episodes and reach out on Instagram at food.life.freedom. to help more people eat without guilt and feel at peace in their body, leave a 5-star review and share with your community by clicking the 3-dot symbol at the bottom of the episode. For show notes and references, head to foodlifefreedom.com/podcast. And to learn how you can get personalized support, head to foodlifefreedom.com. See you next week.